shot for Judas. God, for the things to happen, people need to know. And for a dream to happen, you gotta let it go. Thank you.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Goulash here. Just turn my cans up a little bit. Thanks to Marion and the wonderful Hans Claus's Miseria. Okay, so this is going to roll for a little while, about 35 seconds. And then we're going to go into a mix that I've just put together for your listening pleasure. But I want to kind of set it up because this one's for the Agent Green and his lovely wife and all the friends of everybody who puts shows on out here. And thanks to everybody for bringing all that money together for us all. We're going to go with Recomposed by Carl Craig and Moritz van Oswald now. So just to set this up, Carl Craig and Berlin's dub techno originator Moritz van Oswald have been recomposing three pieces from an original recording of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra from 1987. Helmut Karajan is the composer, and this is called Recomposed. And it's based along Ravel's Bolero, Rhapsody Espanolia, Modest Mursky's Binde und Ausstellung. So that's going to roll for the first little while, and then a little bit of Bjork, some Chocolate Elvis, Into Sound System 01 by Hybrid, some Happy Hardcore. What else have we got? 36 Grand, which is based around a cigarette ad, Sasha, Involver, and the new Square Pusher album, Souvenir. So that should take us through for, it says 10 hours. So we'll roll that as long as it needs. So this is the End of the World News Late Night Sessions with moi, Goulash. Going to put the robots on, turn the lights off and listen to the music. This is 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good evening.
Think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. If you have selfish, ignorant citizens, if you have selfish, ignorant citizens, you're going to get selfish, ignorant leaders. The term limits ain't going to be any good. You're just going to wind up with a brand new bunch of selfish, ignorant Americans. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here, like the public. Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope. Because if it's really just the fault of these politicians, then where are all the other bright people of conscience? Where are all the bright, honest, intelligent Americans ready to step in and save the nation and lead the way? We don't have people like that in this country. Everybody's at the mall, scratching his ass, picking his nose, taking his credit card out of his fanny pack and buying a pair of sneakers with lights in them. So I have solved this little political dilemma for myself in a very simple way. On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. Fuck them. Fuck them. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. The shit they shuffle around every 4 years doesn't mean a fucking thing. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around, I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who, in fact, did not even leave the house on election day, am in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with.
So I know that a little later on this year you're going to have another one of those really swell presidential elections that you like so much. You'll enjoy yourselves. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure as soon as the election is over, your country will accrue immediately. As for me, I'll be home on that day doing essentially the same thing as you. The only difference is when I get finished masturbating, I'm going to have a little something to show for it, folks. Thank you very much.
Is the world.
Christmas message to her people throughout the Commonwealth.
Under fire from critics who charge he's been blurring the lines between Iraq and 9/11, President Bush was forced to clarify yesterday.
We've had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th. Now, what the vice president said was that he had...
What did he just say? Al-Qaeda. I mean, I almost jumped out of a chair. I don't know where people got the idea that I connected Iraq to 9/11. Was he nuts or what? What the hell did we go in there for? We're getting back for 9/11. Well, if he didn't have anything to do with 9/11, why are we going in there? I was mad. My first thought is, you know, you're a liar. I'm from the old school. Certain people walk on water. The President of the United States is one of them. If I can't trust the President of the United States, I don't know. It's a terrible thing when American citizens can't trust their president. You begin to wonder, what the hell is with the whole system? There's something wrong with the entire system. The government exploited my feelings of patriotism, of a deep desire for revenge for what happened to my son. But I was so insane with wanting to get even, I was willing to believe anything.
Any meaningful assessment of the president's next step in Iraq must consider his steps and missteps so far. So let's look at the record. Before Mr. Bush was elected, he said he was no nation builder. Nation building was wrong for America. Now he says it is vital for America. He said he would never have put U.S. troops under foreign control. Today, U.S. troops observe Iraqi restrictions. He told us about WMDs, mobile labs, secret sources, aluminum tubing, yellow cake. He has told us the war is necessary because Saddam was a threat, because of 9/11, because of Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, because of terrorism in general, to liberate Iraq, to spread freedom, to spread democracy, to keep the oil out of the hands of potentially terrorist-controlled states, because this was a guy who tried to kill his dad. In pushing for and prosecuting this war, he passed on chances to get Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, Muqtada al-Sadr, Osama bin Laden. He sent in fewer troops than recommended. He disbanded the Iraqi army and de-Ba'athified the government. He shortchanged Iraqi training. He did not plan for widespread looting nor the explosion of sectarian violence. He said in troops without life-saving equipment, gave jobs to foreign contractors and not the Iraqis, staffed U.S. positions in Iraq based on partisanship, not professional experience. We learned that America had prevailed, mission accomplished, the resistance was in its last throes. He has said that more troops were not necessary. And more troops are necessary, and that it's up to the generals, and then removed some of the generals who said more troops would be necessary.
People throughout the Commonwealth. Sends a Christmas message to her people throughout the Commonwealth.
I'm going hunting. I'm a hunter. I'll bring back the goods, but I don't know when.
Her Majesty the Queen.
I'm the hunter.
A Christmas message to her people throughout the Commonwealth.
I'm the hunter.
Could arc a nice freedom Shill, you're another whore in the capitalist gangbang. dead man. So fight in their hole for the nerdula. Shake up their broken corporate fucking shell. You're another whore in a capitalist gangbang. So fight in their hole for the nerdula. Shake up their broken corporate fucking shell. You're another whore in a capitalist gangbang. So fight in their corporate fucking shell, you're another whore in a capitalist gangbang. So hike in their hole for the nerdula. Shake up their broken corporate fucking shell, you're another whore in a capitalist gangbang. So hike in their hole for the nerdula. Shake up their broken corporate fucking shell, you're another whore in a capitalist gangbang. So hike in their hole for the nerdula. Shake up their broken corporate fucking shell, you're another whore in a capitalist gangbang. So hike in their hole for the nerdula. Shake up their broken. Everything you say is suspect. Corporate fucking shill, you're another whore in a capitalist gangbang. So hike in their hole for the nerdula. Shake up their broken corporate fucking shill, you're another whore in a capitalist gangbang. Do a commercial, there's a price on your head. Everything you say is suspect.
Fantastic, and I hope you enjoyed it. There is a point. Is there a point to all this? Let's find a point. The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your doors, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Send in MC Hammer on your way out. Hello, Hammer. Back again, huh?
Thank you. why they call me the chocolate emperor. Because I'm not white, I'm chocolate.
Chicken.